Hey, Pastor Chandler.
Hey, Pastor Tony. What in the world's going on?
What is in the world that's going on?
I hear a lot of things are taking place right now in the world.
Apparently.
You can't imagine how many events are happening right at this moment.
It's unimaginable.
Yeah. We're only going to cover some of the things going on.
Just a slice, a sliver. However, these are miraculous things, aren't
right.
they?
Right, yeah. Even in the ordinary.
The ordinary is extraordinary.
That's right.
What is the ordinary extraordinary going on here at New Life?
At New Life, this month, we're memorizing 2 Corinthians 4:6, which is a very extraordinary
sure is.
Passage. In fact, some would say it's the definition of the gospel.
I think it's a good definition.
2 Corinthians 4:6, Paul wrote, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." That's simpler to memorize than last month's.
It is, but no less important.
No less.
Yeah.
So check out the website, memory verse link on the website, and you can listen to a song.
Yeah. What do you think is meant, what does Paul mean by the face of Jesus Christ? What's he referring to?
I think he's referring to the revelation of Jesus Christ, or the physical person Jesus.
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen the glory of God himself in the face of Jesus Christ.
So not a story.
This isn't just a make-believe tale. It is a real coming of the King. The Creator has come.
Which is appropriate to memorize during this holiday season.
Amen.
I should say Christmas season.
Yeah.
We saw a sign yesterday. It read, we being Kimmy and I, and it said, we hang holiday lights, and there's a phone number.
Interesting.
And Kimmy went on about how if they wrote Christmas lights, maybe more Christians would call and get them to hang their Christmas lights.
Well, if you're the Madsons, you're not hanging lights anyways.
No.
You're hanging candles.
Candles. It's dangerous.
From a live tree.
It's a dead tree.
It's a dead tree. It's dry. Dry, you know, like kindling dry.
So you've talked to this Madsen family
This,
about the tradition. What's going on when they do that?
They like to light the dry tree with needles falling off with candles on it. They light the candles on it, and then they hold hands and they dance around the tree.
Where does this come from?
Well, I can tell you where it takes place. It takes place in their living room. In their house inside, you know?
Yeah.
So that it's inside.
Okay. The more I hear, the more unsafe.
It's exciting.
Are they wearing? They're wearing flammable clothes, probably as well.
Yeah, some of them. I mean, I'm assured that there's cups of water here and there, like on the table in the next room.
Yeah,
they have. That's you know.
I've lit a dead tree on fire for like a evergreen or a pine tree like that, and it goes up really fast.
Yeah, it's kind of like what some would call an explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I was just wondering if it's a good idea.
Would they invite me over if I wanted to see it in action?
I refrain from going, personally. But anyway. So
that's crazy.
If you have candles, I would, like, illumine your sidewalk and things like that.
Right, outside.
Yeah, so people don't trip as they're coming up the sidewalk.
And put it in a bag.
When you get inside, there's cables and things in your walls where there's electricity and you can plug in lights.
We live in a modern era.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, some other stuff's going on. Let's tell you about our annual family Christmas party. Will be December 16th. That's a Wednesday night. Instead of our normal immerse, we're going to have this Christmas party. The evening is going to begin at 5 p.m., and then there will be a supper at 5:30 p.m. We're asking that people would bring food to share.
Yeah, and honestly, you can't have too much food.
Right.
So,
but there are moments where you can have not enough.
Yeah.
So we need.
I was hoping to try those thinner Oreo cookies that they've come out with.
One's kind of a mint flavor.
I think so. Yeah. But anyways.
Are you going to bring those or still hoping somebody else will bring them?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So everybody knows.
Yeah.
Okay. We encourage everyone to be there. Youth, adults, children. There will be stuff going on for the family. Some crafts. A reading of the Christmas story. Some Christmas hymns, I believe, will be sung.
When you say Christmas story, what do you mean, like Ebenezer Scrooge, or do you mean...
You'll have to come and find out.
Oh, I want to know what the Christmas story is.
It's the greatest story ever told, I think.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Well, I want to be there for that.
And you'll want your children to be there.
Yeah. Did I hear something about puppets?
Yeah. You see, Rod
Wetzig,
he knows some puppets personally.
I heard that on Sunday.
Contracted them to come in and...
I'm really hoping to meet these puppets.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to meet a puppet. Sounds like he knows them by name, maybe.
Yeah. So, it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time. So, come on out. That's December 16th. Also, wanted to remind everybody about our Christmas Eve worship service, and that is on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
Which is December 24th. Same as every year.
Every year, it's the same date.
Yep.
But... it's a different day of the week, and it's going to be this year we're having our service at 3 o'clock p.m.
Mm-hmm. Why aren't we doing that?
It's a great...
because last year and the years before it's been later.
Yeah. Well, we debated about a midnight mass,
mm-hmm.
but
I was really in favor of that.
Yeah, midnight, you know, so that we're, as the dawn breaks, we can maybe... but instead of that, we're doing
midnight. We'd have to stay for a couple hours.
We're doing 3 o'clock because we want people to be able to... this is a family moment that we are really encouraging families to be together. And in so doing, we want to join together as a New Life family and then go to respective family homes where you can have a meal and really spend some time together looking at the Word and reading through the passages that refer to Christ's coming and then his actual entering in as a child.
Mm-hmm. You know what would be cool is we put together some, like a thing for a piece of paper for New Life and like read these passages from the Old Testament and then read these passages from the New Testament.
That's a good thought. I think we can do that.
Okay.
And so therefore, then...
I got a list of elders here. We can put one of them in charge
right
of
on.
It.
Dale Mattson.
Yep.
Not that any Mattson mentioned previously to this moment.
Right.
But anyway, and if we did that, then we're all together doing that in our respective homes.
Yeah, the same Spirit indwells each of us.
Perhaps we can do it at midnight even.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll call you.
Yeah, I was growing up. I have never missed a Christmas Eve worship service in my life. I think I've always been at a Christmas Eve.
And therein lies your salvation. Oh, wait. That's...
it's a tradition.
It's... no, but you'll have to... we'll have to talk about that, won't we?
Right.
Today's...
you and me?
No.
Like,
I
you're
going
to have to
that.
Have a sit-down with me?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
But we are sitting. Or are we standing?
Okay, let's just recap what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve worship service at 3 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
Perfect.
All right. It's going to be great. Also... just wanted to make everyone aware that the New Life business meeting, it's an annual business meeting. There's annual things happening soon.
That's right. Not
this
weekly.
Seems like the thing that happens.
Annually.
The time of year where annual stuff happens. But January 16th, we're going to have our annual business meeting at 10:30 a.m. And that's on a Saturday morning. Tell us a little bit about that, Pastor Tony.
Well, it's a Saturday, which is unusual for us to be getting together. But we get together to celebrate what God has done in 2015 and to celebrate what he's going to do in 2016. This is a moment for partners, those that have signed a covenant and have dedicated themselves to supporting the ministry here at New Life, what God is doing here, and really getting behind it. We come together, we celebrate, there is a vote. There's actually several things that are voted on. We vote on the budget for 2016 and some important key leadership positions for the next year.
Mm-hmm. And we have a meal afterwards. Did you say that?
Oh, yes. No, I didn't, but thank you. You can't ignore that.
You can never have too much food.
That's right. Well, you might, but I've yet to notice.
Right.
Anyway, I'm beginning to notice myself.
that you've...
But here's the thing.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Here's the thing. We cannot... Chandler and I won't get paid in 2016 unless there's enough partners there to vote. Which is okay. It's not the end of the world. I feel like in the grand scheme of things, in all eternity, if we didn't get paid, that would be okay, but...
You and I could just... Our families could move into the building.
Right. That wouldn't be an issue. The basement is a great place.
Right.
Yeah. However...
It's got great egress.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, if there's no vote, the missionaries that we support won't be supported.
Yeah, that would be a... That might be more tragic. Yeah. Right. So we want to make sure that Chad and Lucy and Kenya are taken care of, and Dave and Angie and Costa Rica and Scott and Deb as he travels into dangerous regions and the tapestries of life.
So we need a quorum?
We have to have a quorum in order to have an official vote. So that means if you're a partner, please...
Please be here.
Be here.
If you're wondering, how do I be a partner? What is that? Check out the website. There's a link that just calls... called Partnership Process, and you can figure out everything about being a partner.
Yep.
All right, just really quickly, I want to mention a couple things before we go into the doctrine section. One, if you would like to know what songs we'll be singing in the upcoming Sunday each week, you can check out the New Life website, and you'll find on the worship page, you'll see a list of the songs we're going to be singing. So
that's great. Do you do the Spotify list anymore?
You know, I used to do that. And I figured people could just punch in the songs.
Gotcha.
And just find them.
I know that me personally, our family at home really enjoyed, Julie loved to click on that link, and then we'd listen to the songs over and over and over again. So that on Sunday, the girls were really eager to sing those songs.
Oh,
but
well.
Punching in the songs individually is not an issue either. So
I mean, it's no problem. I could...
Yeah.
We'll have to start doing that again.
Well, maybe.
Okay. Okay, the other thing I want to mention...
This dialogue is written out.
Right, we're reading a script. The other thing I want to mention is that Chad and Lucy and Kenya have a need in their orphanage for a young girl named Patience.
Patience is a wonderful, beautiful young lady who has had a heart condition from birth, and it has recently taken a turn that... the medication that she's been on is not doing what it needs to do. And they've always known she needs open heart surgery, but it's becoming more apparent that it's needed soon. And so they've looked into what it will cost in Kenya, and it's right around $10,000. And so we as a body want to participate as much as we can, both in prayer and with financial support. And so we're asking that families... take at the very minimum your loose change from this year that you might have been collecting for this or that and pull it together, and we're going to bring it together. There'll be a place for you to bring it on Sunday morning. And if you don't have loose change, of course, you're welcome to write a check or give in any way you can. Just indicate on the envelope that you put it in what it's for. It's for patients in Kenya. And we will make it out to New Life, and we'll write one check with whatever we raise together.
Cool.
Yeah.
Last week, Zach and I talked in the podcast. We got into the result of sin is death, or the punishment for sin is death. And where we left off was either in the end, your death will be your death, or your faith in someone else's death will be your life, essentially. So who is that person that can stand in our place, and why? And
We love to talk about Jesus Christ. It brings joy to our hearts to hear his name. And the reason he is so central to who we are is it is by his death in the face of Christ himself. It's by his death that we have life. Those that call him Savior, those that have relinquished control unto Christ Jesus, It is his death that becomes yours, and his life in his resurrection that becomes your life. And I think it really key to understanding this death thing is understanding the Old Testament sacrificial system and what Christ's sacrifice coincided with in regards to the sacrificial system. And so what was the festival that they were celebrating when Christ was crucified?
Passover.
Yeah, it was Passover, which is, of course, there's something having to do with babies and something having to do with death. And what was that about again in Egypt? And
where God was going to kill the firstborn unless there was a blood atonement.
Right. And so every Israelite family took a lamb, a spotless lamb, mm-hmm. and they slaughtered the lamb and painted the doorpost of their house with the blood. They ate the flesh of the lamb after they had sacrificed it, and they ate in haste and burned anything that was left over, but there was none left over. And when the angel of death came throughout the camp that night, any home that had the blood of the lamb was guarded by God himself. And the other homes, it was the firstborn children that had died. And in the same way, and not metaphorically in the same way, but actually in the same way, the blood of Christ is what causes us to have salvation. We deserve death. We deserve the angel of death to come and take our lives, and the blood of Christ must paint the doorpost of our hearts. And without him, we will die. So Chandler's writing an email, I think. No, actually, he's doing something else. But
well, I was just looking up a passage really quick that speaks. You know, the lamb in Exodus was innocent of anything, and yet it would die to save those in the house.
Right.
And Jesus, who was innocent of any sin, and there's scripture that says he became sin who knew no sin, or he took on the penalty of sin even though he had never sinned. And so he is really the spotless lamb taking on...
Yeah. He's really the only spotless lamb right. that was actually spotless.
He's a beautiful. He's thing. Not a shadow anymore. The lamb in Exodus would have been a shadow of what was to come.
Right.
And he was.
It all serves as a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ. And we firmly believe that all of history pointed towards, and all of history since has pointed back towards Jesus Christ. This wasn't a set and done system that worked flawlessly. It was a system that was set up in order to pave the way for the perfect system, mm-hmm. which was not a system at all. It was the actual solution, the only solution, Jesus Christ.
2 Corinthians 5:21.
Beautiful. Well, if you don't know Christ and he is not your sacrificial lamb,
yeah.
Turn to him.
Yeah. I love how Colossians 3:1-5 kind of talks about how if you die with Christ, then your life is hidden with him and that he becomes your life. And when God appears, Christ will appear as your life. You know,
yeah.
That your faith in Jesus' death becomes your life in yeah. Christ. And
yeah.
It's...
The Hebrew concept of life was wrapped up in what blood is. Where there is blood, there is life. And so as Christ's blood covers us, his life is actually hiding ours.
Mm-hmm.
But that only works if he rose again,
mm-hmm.
Because there he is, ultimate victory over death.
My son Salem recently, when we were going to the doctor when Kimmy was pregnant, he would love to hear our daughter's heartbeat. And he would always say, let's go hear the heartbeat, let's hear the heartbeat. And he recently said, Dad, I love Jesus. And I said, that's awesome, Salem. Do you want him to live in your heart? And he said, yeah, I want him to be my heartbeat. And for him, the heartbeat is kind of the way he understands life, and that's similar to the Hebrews, that the blood in them was their life, and that Christ could become
our Lamb,
yeah.
our life. And we behold the glory of God. Praise the Lord. We'll end on that, shall we?
Yeah.
Blessings.